A budget compromise that comes close to what President Bush requested has cleared both houses of Congress. The Senate narrowly approved the spending document yesterday. Lawmakers now must come up with legislation to enact the 11-year, $1.35 trillion tax cut in the budget. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Five Democratic senators joined all but two Republicans to approve the budget 53-47 and hand President Bush a major political victory. One of those breakaway Democrats, John Breaux of Louisiana, argued it was time for Congress to move on.
Is this budget a perfect document? Of course not. But does it advance the cause of governing in a democracy that is almost evenly divided among the two parties? I think the answer is yes, it does.
But other Democrats argued that rather than advancing the nation's governing, the budget and its big tax cut are in fact a throwback to another era. Ernest Hollings of South Carolina said this is a replay of what happened two decades ago when Ronald Reagan proposed huge tax cuts that were initially opposed by President Bush's father.
This is Reaganomics 2, what King George I called voodoo. And now we've got voodoo, too.
But Republicans insist the big budget deficits that followed the Reagan tax cut will not be repeated now that their party controls both chambers of Congress as well as the White House. Jim Nussle, who chairs the House Budget Committee, says this is a document that holds the line on spending.
I mean, the real lesson of 1981 that people soon forget is that while taxes were cut in that year, there was no effort, almost no effort at all, to hold the line on spending. And in order for this to work, in order for this to be realistic, it has to be enforced.
Nussle says such enforcement can either come from Congress or the president's veto. But Democratic Senator Robert Byrd of West Virginia says the budget Congress passed is unrealistically austere.
The demands of a great nation have to be satisfied in spite of fantasy world budgets. The result will probably be that at the end of the process, yet another budget resolution will have been ignored because it had to be. It was never grounded in reality.
The budget does not contain anticipated hikes in defense spending since the Pentagon is still carrying out a review of its needs. But no sooner had the budget cleared the Senate yesterday when Republican Wayne Allard of Colorado began calling for more money for the Pentagon.
Defense spending has been neglected for the last 8 years. We've got some catching up to do if we're going to modernize our forces. It's something we simply have to look at. That's vital to our nation's future.
Before Congress starts doling out money for government programs, Republicans want to get tax cuts signed into law. Majority Leader Trent Lott hopes the Senate Finance Committee will have a bill ready for the Senate to take up next week.
Our goal is to have it completed by Memorial Day so the president can say to the American people, help is on the way, and it'll be there soon.
But because the overall size of the tax cut Congress settled on is smaller than the $1.6 trillion called for by the president, lawmakers will have to either scale back or eliminate parts of the tax cut package he's proposed. Democrats want to shift more of the tax break's benefits to lower-income earners. But after losing the budget battle, they may have little political leverage left to influence the shape of the tax cuts. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.